MOOC stands for Massive Open Online Course.
I hate the acronym, actually, so you can quote me on that one.
Wayne Carlson is the Dean of Students at Ohio State University. And although he's not a fan of the acronym, he is pretty excited about the technology. MOOC basically refers to classes that are put online, available to anyone in the world. They don't count for credit, but they are free. Ohio State just teamed up with Coursera, a tech company that is one of the biggest MOOC providers, an effort headed by Carlson.
The MOOC and the emerging technology are really transformational. They have the ability to really disrupt the way we do our business. And as a business, if we don't pay attention to those disruptive processes, we're going to lose in the long run.
Disruptive, because many in the higher ed community worry that unless they're careful, universities will go the way of newspapers and the music industry, give their product away for free online, and lose customers in the process.
There really is no business model present in these MOOCs yet, because nobody's charging anything.
While the content and lectures are traditional, the learning process is not. Sometimes MOOC courses give tests, but often there is no assessment of what a student learns. Often tens of thousands of students start a course, but many don't finish. At COSAI, the Science Museum in Columbus, OSU pharmacy professor Nicole Quake is worried about all that big picture stuff, but she's more nervous about gearing up to teach her own massive open online course next summer.
But I'm also excited to see and adapt my content knowledge to this huge audience.
Quake works in the Generation RX lab at COSAI, which teaches visitors about the potential dangers of prescription drugs. Her class will be about the same thing.
We have an experiment where they have to figure out what gave Bobby heartburn. And
Quake's so class won't start for another 7 months, but she's already getting emails from potential students as far away as New Zealand and Arizona. But using technology in college classrooms is nothing new. Back on the Ohio State campus, chemistry professor Matthew Stoltzfus, a.k.a. Dr. Foos, is quizzing his students on last night's lecture.
This would be the radius.
Stoltzfus has been using what's called the inverted classroom model for a couple years now. Inverted classrooms are ones in which students watch lectures at home and do homework in class. Stoltzfus posts his lectures online and spends classroom time answering questions and helping students work out problems. Freshman Adam Bross admits he doesn't watch every lecture.
Not all of them, but a good amount. But it's hard to find time and willpower to watch every single one. But if there's something, like early in the year, I watch less than I do now. I try to watch almost every one now just because it's stuff I've never seen before.
Stoltzfus knows that, but it doesn't bother him.
You know, we have a textbook, and, you know, everybody thinks videos are going to ruin education. Well, I would point across the street here to the Science and Engineering Library. There's books on books on books on all of these chemistry topics. The content was out there before. We're just putting it in a different format.
Dartmouth professor and higher ed blogger Joshua Kim has been monitoring the MOOC movement for a while. He says MOOCs have a lot of promise, but he's full of reservations.
I do not think that MOOCs will be the solution to the very real issues and problems of rising costs, unequal quality, and limited access we have to higher education. MOOCs might be part of the solution, but I do not think they are the solution, so I worry that they're being overhyped and oversold.
MOOCs sound great, but even its biggest cheerleaders have concerns. Here's Wayne Carlson of Ohio State again.
It's a very utopian world in which you want knowledge for knowledge's sake.
But the problem with utopian ideas?
They don't scale to the kinds of demands that we in a controlled society have.
Employers want to see how you did in that course. Universities want to make money. Students want to get credit for the classes they take. And professors don't want to see their jobs outsourced to computers. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Lieskovsky.